Well, Dave, many congratulations. A super win for Sheffield Wednesday. You must be delighted tonight.
Of course, I'm delighted with any win. But today, it could have gone either way in the second half, and you just felt that we were mounting a bit of pressure on them, and we had some corners, and JJ just pulled one by, and we had a little half chance from another corner. So the pressure was mounting, and they were getting further and further back. But listen, second half, you know, it was a far better performance than the first, because I thought we were lucky to go in at 1-1 at half time the way we started.
I can say it's almost like you squeezed them up, pressed them much more in the second to the first.
Yeah, because we started, I mean, it's probably the worst 45 minutes I've seen for a long time from us, but we were lazy, we were sloppy, and we give them a goal. But full credit to them, I said to them half time, you know, I'll give you the goal for getting back into it, credit for that, but we should have been out of sight because they had a couple of good chances and missed them. And the second half was, well, it's an old cliche, but it was a tale of two halves, because we took the game to them and we didn't sit back and we kept pressing forward, and I think we got the reward for that.
When required, Chris Kirkland's earned his Spurs today, hasn't he, with some excellent saves.
That's what I'm saying, the game could have gone either way. You know, it's not a smash and grab in any way, but they had a couple of chances and we did. And I'm just grateful that it's our one that's gone in.
And the guy that won it, Maguire, in the end, I'm sure he'd delighted with that goal. What a finish that was.
Well, listen, you know, everybody's been on the periphery of things, has been really doing well, hanging in there. It's been hard for them. Chrissy's worked his socks off in training. He was going to go out on loan to give him games. He got injured. He's been playing with the under-21s, been training hard. And today, it puts that all into, you know, the pass for him, because he's got the winner. And that'll do him no end of, you know, his confidence. That'll be brilliant for him. And I'm absolutely delighted for the kid, as I am for everybody in within the club and the fans, because it's a long, long way to come here today. And, you know, they go home now happy.
53 points, you safe?
No. No, we still got to keep pushing and driving and making sure, you know, that we don't let this, all the hard work that we've been doing over the last 25 games go to waste, because, you know, we've adapted to it. We've had one or two little hiccups on the way, players, injuries and everything else, losing McHale and losing Reader today and Koki, and all the other lads that come in have done their part, and that's what the club's all about now.
I was going to ask about that. Obviously four changes today, but Reader Johnson not involved. What's the reason?
No, he was sore. He had a swollen ankle. Koki, foot was sore. I couldn't bring in Stuart because of the six loans. I can only use five. JJ was feeling his hamstrings. They were tight. So it was just a case of switch them round. And that's what we've been doing. And they've hung in there, and well done to them.
Must be great as a manager when the plan works, if you like, to come away with a victory like that in the manner that it turned out to be.
Listen, the best time to score with 30 seconds to go, believe you me. But no, I thought we defended brilliantly the second half. Once we sorted ourselves out, because as I said, we did start poorly, and the lads will accept that. But second half, we really had a go at them.